Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby on a beautiful Friday afternoon. And joining me is Gabby Nemitz. Gabby, I understand you had a great day here at 4-H today.
Yeah, we just got done with our beef show. I ended up with champion senior showmanship, champion cow-calf pair, champion and reserve breeding heifers, and won my classes.
Wow, that's pretty exciting, huh? Is that the first time you've done all that?
No, usually I bring 5-6 head every year.
Oh, okay. But that's pretty exciting news.
Yeah, I did really good this year.
So you go to state with all that, huh?
No. For 4-H, we only bring one animal.
Okay.
But I'm bringing my champion breeding heifer with.
Okay. What 4-H club do you belong to?
I belong to the Oshkosh Wide Awakes 4-H Club in Canby.
All right. Tell her, some of our listeners are not even familiar with 4-H, like me a little bit, but what do you do? What do you show? And the training that goes into this?
Well, I've been in 4-H for, I think, 10 years. This year, I decided to show beef. That's my main thing I show, and I decided to broaden my species that I show. So I did sheep's, pig, and goats this year.
Okay.
So I got champion market barrow and champion senior showman with my market hog yesterday. Okay. First in class with my sheep, and goat show is coming up in about an hour.
Wow. What do the judges look for when you're showing? Do you know? Do you know what the judges are looking for?
It's all depending on the species. I know with cattle, and it's depending on if they're market or breeding animals too.
Okay. All right. And also, I understand you're a queen or a princess. So tell us a little bit about that.
I am the Minnesota State Simmental Queen. So I go around and I pretty much promote the Simmental breed, which is a breed of cattle, best breed out there too.
Oh, is that right?
I'll go to fairs. I'll set up booths at some bigger shows like the Minnesota State Fair. I go to fairs to hand out ribbons.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, a queen is a higher level than princess. I shouldn't have said princess, right?
Yeah.
A queen. So you like being at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby?
Yeah, it's highlight of my summer every year.
Yeah. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Gabby Nemitz. And Gabby, what school do you go to and what grade are you going to be in this fall?
I go to Canby High School and I will be a senior.
Okay. And you're going to miss 4-H, I bet, after you're done here, huh?
I got a couple more years.
You got a couple more years?
Yeah,
okay.
I got two more, but I'll really miss it. It's been a big part of my life. I've learned a lot, and it's helped me grow a lot as a person.
Okay. Just quick, talk about the chores that you have to do to get your animals ready for the county fair here.
Well, my cattle project is kind of a year-round thing for me, so I go out to a farm. I live in town, but I go out to a farm and I lease some cattle from Matt Hoffman, and I go out every day. I tie up my heifers inside. I give them their show feed. I work with them and practice walking them. I wash them.
Wow.
They kind of get pampered.
Yeah, I guess. Do you have names for them? I talked to Maya Pesic yesterday. Yeah. She has names for it. Do you have names for yours?
I do.
What are they?
My two breeding heifers are Duchess and Dakota. My cow calf is Bree and Ebony, and I have a prospect breeding heifer, and that is Ellie.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, congratulations on an outstanding day today. First place in just about everything, huh?
Yeah.
And you're wearing a big smile. That's good, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Gabby.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for your time. That's Gabby Nemitz here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby.